Good morning, WTIP. Just got up very quickly because we heard the sound of a wood thrush singing outside of our window. And it's up the hill a little bit from where we live, so I'm going to head up there. There's a trail that leads to that area. So come on along. You can hear that eel lay and then a little decoration of notes afterward. When the wood thrush is on territory and really cranked up, they have, I think, the most complex of the thrush songs. They do all kinds of that little decorating. Very, very beautiful song. The hermit thrush has kind of a rusty orange tail and an olive-colored back. The veery is all rust down its whole back. And this, the wood thrush, has kind of this rusty head and then more olive on the back. The spots on the breast of the wood thrush are much bolder than the other two. And the bird looks big-headed. Actually might be a little bit larger, but it certainly has a larger head. The song, of course, is distinctive. You can always tell it by its song. And they like to nest in, like the hillside I'm on. This is a maple hardwood hillside. It's just that in 1992, we had three of them nesting near our house. And we haven't had any nesting in the last 5 years. And they come through sometimes during migration, which is probably what's happening here. This bird probably won't stay, unfortunately. It's just one of those birds that's going down in numbers. So at the fringes of its territory, which this is, it doesn't do as well. We don't see as many anymore. I certainly hope he would stay in this, though. You can also hear the chickadees, their Phoebe song, that two-noted song, Phoebe, Phoebe. Well, that little bit of strange sound you might hear are drops of water. The thrush has moved up the hill. Apparently my talking might have disturbed him. Still singing very, very loudly, actually. But I'm going to head back home. This is Molly Hoffman on a maple hillside in Cook County for WTIP.